Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.com. And there on our website, if you'd like to subscribe to our weekly email, you can scroll down on that first page and hit subscribe. We'll send you out our Cultivate Collection weekly, just sending you out the latest podcast, any news or anything else that's going on. We share that in our emails. We are so grateful and thankful for all of you who have partnered with us, both in prayer and financially. If Cultivate Connection has blessed you and you would like to give, you can go to cultivateconnection.com and go to the Give tab. It's been amazing these last few weeks to connect with you guys, the community. We've had several people that signed up for our 8-week online experience, and we have been growing together and seeking the Lord, and it has been super exciting to enter into this new phase for Cultivate Connection. We'll let you know, we hope to continue to offer courses like this in the future, so watch out for that as well. So today's podcast is going to be number 3 in our newest series called The Names of God. We are taking time to meditate on the different names of God found in Scripture. The foundation of Christianity is knowing God. It's discovering who He is, the many facets, His nature, His ways. And so we want to spend this time meditating on the different names of God. And this week we have the name Elohim. I want to invite you just to find yourself wherever you need to be today for this meditation. Allow things to begin to slow down. Begin to focus in. Go ahead and turn your attention towards your breath. Begin to notice your inhale and exhale. That breath of life, that gift of God. Notice the lungs expanding, the chest rising. Feel the lower body, the belly expanding. As you make room and space for the breath. Enjoying, engaging with your breath here. Drinking it in. God, I thank you for this space right now, that we can come and be with you right where we are. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. I ask that you would come awaken our hearts to who you are, God. That you would encounter us with your presence, with your love, with your spirit of revelation. That, Lord, this would be a time of connection with you, communion with you, conversation, communication. That we would grow in our relationship with you. Thank you for this time, God. Will you illuminate the scriptures to us? Will you draw us in to the reality of your kingdom, your ways, your purposes? Reveal your heart and your character and your nature to us even more, God. We are here because we're hungry to know you. Elohim could also mean the creator. And the first time we come across this name Elohim is in Genesis 1:1, right in the beginning. And this is the first scripture we're going to meditate on. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Elohim. This is the first name that God uses to reveal himself, Creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What must it have been like in that moment? There's God the Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit, all one together. And they decide to create. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God could have revealed himself in any number of manners. So many names of God that we're going to spend time meditating on. Why is it that he started here? Elohim, the Creator. Thank you. the second verse we're going to take some time with. It's a little further into Genesis, still in chapter 1, verses 26. Just going to read it, give you space, time to sit, to ponder. And I bless you through this to engage with the Spirit of God, to connect with God. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." Elohim is continuing to create, to reveal himself as creator. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." What is God stirring in your spirit? What's he awakening in you? Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." You've been created by the Creator, Elohim. created in his image, to be like him. Our third scripture is from John 1:1. Just allowing your heart to be open to hear and receive what God has. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Reading it a second time. God the Creator. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Reading it once more. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Continuing to meditate on the Word of God. John chapter 1, verse 18, the Amplified Bible. No one has seen God, his essence, his divine nature at any time. The one and only begotten God, that is, the unique Son who is in the intimate presence of the Father. He has explained him and interpreted and revealed the awesome wonder of the Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. No one has seen God, His essence, His divine nature at any time. The one and only begotten God, that is, the unique Son, who is in the intimate presence of the Father. He has explained Him and interpreted and revealed the awesome wonder of the Father. Jesus displays for us what it looks like to walk with the Father here on earth. He modeled what we have access to. No one has seen God, His essence, His divine nature at any time. The one and only begotten God, that is, the unique Son, who is in the intimate presence of the Father, has explained Him, has interpreted and revealed the awesome wonder of the Father. We are made in the image of God. We are created to be co-laborers, co-creators with God, just like Jesus was when He walked on earth. God is calling us to walk out Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus demonstrated what that looks like. Read the Gospels. Go back and listen to the series on all the miracles of Jesus that we meditated on. This is God's kingdom coming. It is His will being done. Where is God calling you to release this prayer all around you? What areas of influence has He put you in? He wants you to step up and to live out Matthew 6:10 in creative ways. Will you join with Him, partner with Him, co-labor with God, and allow His Spirit to flow in you and through you? What comes to your heart, your mind, as I read this scripture? Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your will, God, Elohim, be done on earth as it is in heaven. I bless you this week. I bless you to rise, to know God as Creator, to come to know Elohim in a greater way. I bless you to know that you are made in the image of God, and you too are created to create, to co-labor with God, to catch God's heart, His ways, His thoughts, His purposes, to pull them down from heaven and to release them on earth. I bless you to receive downloads from God's heart on how to release the kingdom of God in your family, in your workplace, everywhere you go, in your church, wherever you are, with whoever you meet. May it become your life purpose to see God's kingdom come and His will be done, to co-labor with Him now on earth as it is in heaven. You are alive for a purpose. God has good things for you. I bless you to step into those, to know who He is and His nature, and to release that here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.